Hey, New Life. This week we are talking about Jesus's third pillar of faith, fasting, which is also repentance. Now, as we've learned, as we've looked at these three pillars of faith, Jesus repeatedly tells his followers, your spirituality is not about being done for show. Don't do it in front of people to get their attention, but do it in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Sometimes when I teach on this, people ask me, well, how does this square with what Jesus says in Matthew 5? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. It seems a little bit contradictory. And it is, but it's not. Let me explain. What Jesus is highlighting in Matthew 6 here is that tendency that we all have at times in our faith to allow ourselves, if we're not careful, to get caught up in our ritual, to almost find our own identity in our religious ritual. We are called in the Bible and by Jesus to do good works, and to do them in a way that people see it and it draws glory to our Father in heaven. But our spirituality is not about us drawing attention to ourselves. It's not about getting people to think, wow, there goes a spiritual person. And as we're learning about this week, fasting is all about repentance. It's about us taking a very clear inventory of our lives, of our behaviors. What are the things that we need to change? What are the things that are creating barriers in our life between us and God? What is the potential power, not just for us to fast by ourselves, but to find an opportunity to do that corporately, in our small groups, in our families? We need to begin to see that our faith must permeate our daily walk and behaviors. You don't need to wait for the church to organize a time of fasting and prayer. You don't need to wait for the church to organize for you an opportunity to give to others. Our growth as disciples means that we begin to take those responsibilities on, and we begin to organize those things in our lives and in the lives of our immediate communities. What kind of impact could fasting and repentance have corporately on your community today? What things are creating those barriers between your growth spiritually and God? Those are the things that we need to change. Repentance in the Bible is never, "I'm sorry." Repentance in the Bible is, I'm turning from the way I was walking to a way that is God-honoring and obedient. So my challenge for you today is this. How are you going to grow this week? How are you going to grow today to align your life better to the pillars of Jesus's faith and embrace repentance and fasting?